Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Somebody's blessed. For those of you who have been following us for the past few weeks now, you know that this month has been glorious. Indeed, God has spoken, and God always speaks through his word. Amen. And this word, the prophetic theme that God has given to us as a commission, is the awakened life. It's the awakened life. And tonight, I want to leave you with some portions of scriptures and certain revelations God has given me concerning this particular thing on this breakthrough night. And I believe that as you carry on with this mindset and understanding, your life is never going to be the same. And you are coming from every sleeping in which you find yourself. Your amen is weak for me. We understand from the scriptures in Psalm number 17, verse number 15, that is our key scripture for the month. The Bible makes it clear, as David prayed and said, "As for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I will be satisfied. When I awake, I will be in your likeness." Or I shall be like you. Praise God. He said, "As for me." And definitely that makes him exceptional, because he's trying to distinguish himself from the others. As the others are doing some things that are not bringing them benefits, he said, "As for me, I will be different. I will take on a new path. I'll take on a new decree. I'm going to defy the old others. I'm going to defy the great path where everybody is walking on and take on a different path that will bring me into the likeness and into the image of God." We are talking about the awakened life. Tap three people and tell them the awakened life. Is somebody here today? Say, the awakened life. We understand this basically as David outlined. There are many teachings I have already made on this awakened life. But today, the awakened life, in definition, is a fresh revelatory life. Is for you to receive fresh revelation. Anytime you awake from your sleep, you come into fresh revelation. And tonight, David said, "I will awake. And when I am awake, I will be in your likeness." In other words, I will receive fresh revelation. Last month, those of you who were here, I told you that revelation is what takes you up. Revelation is what brings you to your next level. By revelation, you see more that God has released or already given unto you. Hallelujah. We saw this example in scripture concerning a man called Jacob. Say, Jacob. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 28, verse number 16. Genesis chapter number 28, verse number 16. He says, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Surely the Lord is in this place. We have seen the life of Jacob to be the life full of struggles and full of misery. As a matter of fact, he was traveling outside his hometown in order to seek for greener pastures. He was moving out of home because his senior brother was after his life. Nothing seems to be working for him. At the age of 40 years, he had nothing to boast of, not even a girlfriend. As a matter of fact, he was a struggler and things were hard. Now on his journey, the Bible says that he came to a place. And I believe somebody has come to a place. You know, one thing I want you to understand is that there are many people who are walking but asleep. And it is a condition in school that tells you that even though you are walking, but yet you are all sleeping. Spiritually, many people are sleeping. They are sleeping to the graces of God concerning their lives. They are sleeping to the blessings that are around them. They are sleeping to their spiritual realities, who they are in Christ. They are sleeping to their images and their likeness that they have in God. They are sleeping in all kinds of ways. And for that matter, nothing is working for them. But here comes Jacob. When he got to this place, the Bible says he was tired and he needed a place to rest. So he picked up a stone and laid his head on it. Whilst he slept physically, it was a spiritual condition as well. You know, the spiritual condition is what manifests physically. Is somebody here with me? He felt tired and slept physically, but spiritually he was sleeping all along. But the Bible makes it clear that when he slept, he had vision, he had revelation, and he saw ladder that is climbing from the heavens to where he was laying. And the Bible said that he saw angels ascending and descending. And as a matter of fact, the Bible said, all of a sudden, he awaked. He came into himself. He came into his environment. He became conscious of who he is. The realities of life begin to come clear to him. He understands who he is. And the Bible said, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep. Tonight I came to tell you that you are about to wake up. You are about to come into your glorious consciousness. You are about to come into your full consciousness of who you are. Fresh revelations are going to be released unto you. The Bible says, and when Jacob had awoken out of his sleep, there he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. When you are sleeping to your environment, it is difficult to recognize the presence of God. The same place where he laid, now after he had awakened, the place had not changed, but Jacob had changed. Oh my God. Some of you have been complaining about the economy. You have been complaining about all kinds of things, but the same place you are complaining, others are enjoying. You are complaining that there is no job. There are many women who are saying that now these days they are saying that men are more than women, and that is why I'm not getting my partner. Who told you? Aren't people getting married every single day? So how come you say to yourself, I came to tell you that the
place was the same place. The place had not changed geographically. The place had not changed physically. But something has changed within Jacob. And now, instead of seeing his environment to be the difficult environment, instead of seeing the place to be a hard place, instead of seeing his journey to be a long journey, now when he had awaked, everything had changed, and he said to himself, now the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. I pray for somebody that this will be your testimony. After this service tonight, this is going to be your story, that your eyes are opened. There is a fresh revelation. God is showing you and giving you direction. God is telling you from today that he is with you. He will be with you. He will never leave you, even until the end of the age. He that is with you is greater than he that is against you. I came to tell you that your struggles will not kill you. The same place you are struggling, God is changing your perspective and is turning that place for your good. The same thing that you think that nothing will work for you, I see things turning around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Jacob awaked out of his sleep. You are sleeping spiritually. That is why. You are sleeping physically as well. Mercy on you. Then you are in trouble. Tell somebody, I will not sleep physically. Neither will I sleep spiritually. Oh, you don't want me to preach this way. If only one person will listen to me, I will preach the word of God. Because we can't just come and make all the noise and hold a balloon and make every gymnastics and not hear the word of the Lord. Anyone who doesn't love the word of God is an antichrist. Oh yes, if you sleep to the word of God, then check your spiritual thermometer. Then check your spiritual what? Push the person and say that, check your spiritual thermometer. How come you never slept when we were singing? How come you never slept when we were going about? But now the word of God, the devil is a liar. Come on, tell someone, the devil is a liar. Don't let me come into my element. And he awoke. Beloved, I want you to know that you have been sleeping for a long time. It's time to come out of your sleep. And that can only happen when God gives you a revelation. There's a revelation to your life. Revelation simply can mean secrets, certain understanding that you need. Jacob was moving all along, moving up and down. Nothing seems to be working for him. But on that day, little did he know that the rock on which he has placed his head was not an ordinary rock, but it was the rock which is Jesus Christ, the solid rock. And you can't place your life on the rock and not see him. You can't trust in him and not see him. You can't love on him and not see him. Today, I came to tell you, by revelation, I see you changing the course of your life. Let there be fresh revelation as you awake from your sleep. Let there be clear-cut directions to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, to be awake means to have satisfaction, to come into the place of satisfaction. Tell somebody, satisfaction. My God, I feel this word. Number one, fresh revelation. Two, higher life or satisfaction. A higher life. To
be awake means to have a higher life and to be satisfied. A higher life. A higher life. A higher life. Tonight, God is giving somebody a higher life. As you are waking out of your sleep, you will come to the realization that your life will not be low anymore, but your life is going to be a higher life. In fact, when we talk about higher life, it is not a type of music. It is a life in Christ. Oh, that is weak for somebody. It is a life spent with God. It is a life of an awakening. Now, in the book of Luke, the gospel according to Saint Luke, chapter number 9, verse 28 to 35. Luke chapter number 9, verse 28 to 35. I'm hurting something hard. Now listen to the word of God. The Bible said that it came to pass after 8 days, Jesus selected 3 of his disciples and said that let us go up to the mountains. To the mountains means to pray. Now the Bible makes it clear, verse number 29. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Now verse number 30 says, and behold, there talked with him 2 men which were Moses and Elias. Wow, what a visitation. At the higher life, at the higher place, when they had climbed to the mountains, there came a visitation. Tonight, as you are awake in your spirit, God is visiting you now. Now the Bible continues in saying, verse 31, that who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. 32. Now listen, talking about Peter here. But Peter and they that were with him, they began to experience something that they have never experienced. How? The Bible says that as they were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw the glory of God. When they were awake. So all this while, when Jesus was praying and was having an encounter with Moses and Elias, Peter and the rest were sleeping. They were sleeping. They were sleeping to their environment. They were sleeping to the condition in which they find themselves. Some of you are sleeping to your marital destiny. You are sleeping to your career destiny. As if nothing concerns you. As if nothing is at stake. Is somebody here with me? But the Bible says, when they had been awakened, when they came into their consciousness, then they said, the Bible said, number one, they saw his glory. Now, the first thing you encounter with the higher life is that you see the glory of God. I wish I had the right people. You will see the glory of the Lord. Now the Bible said that, and the 2 men that stood with him, that is Moses and Elias. Now this is what Peter said. Oh, this word is for somebody. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master. Somebody tell somebody, Master. Tap another person sleeping, say, Master. It is good for us to be here. Whenever you come into your place of awakening, you will love your environment. You will love the things you see. You will come into the place of satisfaction. Now Peter said that it is good that we came. I prophesy to somebody here that after this meeting, you will come into your consciousness and know that it is good that I am here.
It is good that I found my right place. It is good that I found my partner. It is good that I found my right job. It is good that I received that which God has for me. Shout, it is God. Not until you come into your consciousness, even the good will not be good to you. When you are asleep to your environment, things can be good, but it will never be good to you. But I pray for you. I said I pray for you. Come on, come on, come on. Jump and shout, I receive. I said jump and shout. You are not jumping. Disobedience. Yes, 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 yes. That is how I will get you from sleepers. Yes, strategic awakening. Somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. Shout again, it is good. Now, I prophesy. Somebody will have a good reason to say this. That it is good I came to the breakthrough night. It is good that I've encountered my miracle. Because that is the higher life. That is the place, the next dimension God is taking somebody. Peter said, it is good that we came here. May you find that which is good. That will be your higher realm. That will be your higher life. When you have come into your awakening. Now the Bible says, and he said, let us make three tabernacles. Listen, whenever you find that place which is good, something will cause you to settle. I pray that tonight somebody will settle in prosperity. You will settle in your miracle job. You will settle in your miracle marriage. You will settle with your miracle children. Receive! Let us make three tabernacles. One for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. Not knowing what he said. Beloved, there is a higher life in Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse number 10, that the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I have come that you will receive life. You will receive life and have it more abundantly and have it overflow. There is a better life, a higher life in Christ that comes to you only by your full consciousness of your awakening. You must be awakened in your spirit. Many of you are sleeping. That is why you are not seeing that which God has for you. That is why you are not having that which God has for you. But tonight, David said, I will behold your face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied. And when I awake, I shall be like you. Today, I pray for fresh revelation for you. I pray for higher life for you. I pray for satisfaction for you. There is a place God is taking somebody from here. And that is your higher place. A higher place. A higher place. I see you at the top of the mountain. That is me. I see you at the top of your mountain. In the name of Jesus, you have a cause to see the glory of the Lord on the days of your life when you have come to your place of an awakening. This morning, let there be a great awakening in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, why is it important for us to come into the place of awakening? I have told you, to be awakened means to have fresh revelation. And fresh revelation is what takes you to your next level. Without revelation, you cannot move to the next level. Again, to be awakened means to have the higher life. Now, why is this so important to awaken? And that is going to be our prayer point for today. Oh, God bless you for clapping. Why Is it important not to sleep as a child of God? When I'm talking about sleep, I'm not talking about physical sleep. I'm talking about spiritual coma. Some of you go to church. You attend all kinds of prayer meetings. You do all kinds of gymnastics in the church, but yet you are sleeping. Because you come, you go back home with nothing. Nothing to show, nothing to write home about, nothing to prove that even you went for any prayer meeting. But I came to tell you something. There is a grace coming upon you. You are waking up like Jacob woke up. You are waking like Peter woke up. You are coming out of your sleep. You are contacting grace. You are contacting glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will find meaning to your life. You will find meaning to your life. Who you really are is going to show for you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. This is how King Solomon expressed this. My God, I feel like preaching here. Shake somebody and say, don't sleep on him. If you know you are sleeping, be on your feet. Because if you miss that which I'm going to share with you, you are missing the message today. Is somebody here with me? Now we must understand from the scriptures this morning. It came to pass in the days of King Solomon. Tell somebody King Solomon. Now as it came to pass in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse number 16. There is a beautiful story I just want to narrate for you, and we move on into prayer. Just 15 minutes and we'll be done. The Bible talks about two women. Tell somebody two women. Are there women sitting by you? Yeah, touch them and say, two women. It's always two. It is always two. Tell somebody it's always two. It can be women, but it can be men. It's always two. It's always two. It takes two to tango. It takes two to bring trouble. It takes two to cause the mess. It takes two to bring confusion. It takes two. And that people here, hey, watch the two that you are walking with. Watch the person that you are in tango with. Because it takes two. It takes two. The Bible talks about two women that were harlots. In other words, they were in the same business. They were doing the same thing, living in the same house, doing the same thing. All that they do was in two. Tap somebody, that is why you are sleeping. Yes, with a partner sitting by you, we are sleeping together. Because you are in two. Can I push this further? Now the Bible makes it clear that these two, the fact that they were harlots gives me an idea that they were already asleep spiritually. They had no connection with God. They were doing anything that they want to do with their body. They mess up their life and no association, nothing, that has God in it for them. All that they do is to do harloting. Then the Bible makes it clear. They all gave birth 2 days interval from each other. Now, could it be possible that they gave birth to each other? Each one had a son. And then one slept over his son and killed it. Could it be possible? And I wondered this particular passage in my spirit. I began to ponder about it. That how can a mother so asleep to the extent that she kills her baby? How possible? To the extent that a mother can sleep, to the extent that whilst the child was crying for help, the mother couldn't hear. There are some of you crying for help, but little do you know that the very thing
that man supposed to protect you is the one that is killing you. Jesus.
The very thing that must sustain you, help you, keep you, protect you is the one that is killing you. Are you surprised? Are you wondering? How can this be possible? That the very thing that you take consolation is the one that is killing your destiny. What a jeopardy. There are people you are looking up to, seeking for help, but they are the ones who are destroying you. Am I speaking to somebody here? All because she was another woman. She also could sleep to the extent her baby could be easily taken away from her, and yet not know. Beloved, something is about to drop here. Listen to me. I know there are many mothers here. No matter how deep you go into sin, but you make a little noise or shake, no matter how hard your sleeping is, you come into your senses and awakening. But not to this lady, not to this woman. She slept to the extent that her baby was taken out of her bosom. Something is about to drop. Can I push this for you? There is something that makes you lose that which God has given you. There is something about your sleeping that makes you suppress and kill that which God has given you. So in both ways, it's not good to sleep. Now, the Bible says that the one who slept on her baby went to the other one and picked her baby out of her bosom. Now your bosom is where treasures are kept. Gifts are placed. Blessings are deposited. So, instead of you keeping, protecting, guarding that which God has given you, the giftings, the blessings, the potentials, many of you have lost your opportunities in life. Of course, you are sleeping to your destiny. The devil has come in and has taken that which is yours. Yours. But you slept to him, and therefore he was snatched from your hands. Now you are crying. That job was yours. You slept to it and you lost the job. Now you are complaining. That job was yours. That opportunity was yours. Tap somebody and say, don't sleep on him. You can't come to break, not have a way. Am I speaking to somebody here? I don't care how you respond, but I'm speaking to somebody tonight. How dare you sleep when you have a goal to protect? How dare you sleep when you have a treasure to keep? Many of you,
Your prayers have become so long, all because you slept to that weight God gave you. But there is hope for you today. Come on, your amen is weak. On the other hand, that woman also, for some reason, I don't know what came to her, also slept and suppressed, killed the potentials, the giftings, the abilities, all the talents that were at her disposal. Before she came to her senses, everything has eluded her, and she is remaining with nothing. Now listen to me. Can I push this here before I go inside? Is it not so interesting? Nimi would always come at midnight. Is it not so amazing? The Bible says that whilst men slept, the enemy came to sow bad seeds. Because the night comes with a particular power and force to deny you of that which you are. That is why you don't need to sleep. At the same time as the enemy comes at night, the night also is a transition point. The transition point is saying that weeping may endure, but joy. Can I speak to somebody here? But joy comes in the morning. You see, your night season is an indication that your day is about to break. Your night season is telling us that you are left with some few hours to break through into your next level. And is it not interesting that when we are almost there, that is when the devil comes to take that which is yours? All because we are asleep to our environment. But tonight, I came to speak the word of God. I came to declare the word of the Lord. That we shall not all asleep, but we shall be awakened in our spirit. We shall not lose that which God has for us. That which brings us blessings and peace, we shall not lose it. That which brings us joy, we shall not lose it. Oh, come on, am I speaking to somebody here? Somebody shout, I am awake.
I am awake.
Come on, jump to your feet and shout, I am awake.
I am awake.
Shout, I am awake.
I am awake.
I am awake to my destiny.
I am awake to my destiny.
I am awake to my potential.
I am awake to my potential.
I am awake to my talent.
I am awake to my talent.
Shout, an awakened life is here.
An awakened life is here.
Come on, shout, my awakened life is here.
My awakened life is here.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Is somebody here with me? Every exchange goes on at night. Every exchange. So tonight, you will not allow that which is yours to be taken away.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh my God. I wish I had the right people. Oh, I really wish I had the right church in here. You will not allow that which is yours to be taken away. I believe this is the darker hour, the transition time for somebody move to the next day. But I came to tell you, in your quietest and in your lonely period this morning, something is about to break loose. The power of the night will no longer take over. When you are here, is somebody here with me? There is coming upon you your full consciousness. I came to tell you,
you will not lose your consciousness. I came to tell you, you will not lose your consciousness. I came to tell you, you will not lose your consciousness. In the name of Jesus, shout, I am awake.
Wow. I pray that you become sensitive.
Amen.
To your environment.
Amen.
Morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So that you will not lose that which is yours. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God. Now listen. The Bible says that the same lived in the same house. Just as all of us, we live in the same world. Faced with the same issues, the same struggles, the same problems. I came to tell you that by reason of this encounter, you are coming into your senses. You will not suppress that which God has given you. You will not destroy your giftings. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of your sleep now. Many of you are fighting with each other. Just as this woman, women began to fight. They woke up and they started fighting themselves. This is my baby. The life one is mine. The other said, no. To hell. I will not give him to you. That is mine. Listen, they were all asleep and they had to fight and struggle in life. Until you awake from your sleep, your struggles and your fighting will never cease. Look, some of you are blaming others for your trouble. Some of you are pointing fingers. You are bitter in life because of what somebody, you think somebody did to you. But actually, they are not the problem. The problem is the fact that you slept to your destiny. I pray that somebody will come alive. I pray that somebody will come alive. Let me tell you, let this word sink into your spirit, and it's going to change the rest of your life. Listen, you can't be asleep when you know that God has so much for you. Now, here they come. Give it to me. The struggles in life is as a result of the things you left unwatched. Because God has made every grace available to you. Your blessings can never be contended with. But when you sleep, the enemy comes to take that which is yours. And now you need to go and contend for it. After this breakthrough night, what are you doing? I said after this breakthrough night, you are coming into your full consciousness.
And not only
will you not be asleep, but God is about to restore that which is yours unto you. So there came a struggle. My God, what do you do when the odds are against you? What do you do when there is nobody there to defend you? What do you do when you are being robbed of that which is yours? When life is giving you a raw deal, when you are being shortchanged, you went to buy something and the change they gave you was not up to what you expected. What do you do when life is giving you something different from what you deserve? What do you do? Push somebody and say, now wait and see. Kai, kai, kai. Push them better. What do you do? Ask the three people around you. Tell them, what do you do? What do you do? When you are not getting the best out of life, when all that you see is confusing, is struggle, is pain, and is tears, all that you see is that nothing is working for you. All that you see is that from one problem to another problem. What do you do? This woman who had her baby stolen was confused. No word to the other woman will convince her that the live baby was hers. Everything is coming to the place of confusion. The devil is taking that which is yours. What do you do? I want you to tap your brother, tap your sister, and tell them that let's go to the king. Yeah. Enough of your innuendos. Enough of your demands. Enough of your robbery. I was asleep to my environment. You came to steal that which is mine. But hey, I have no mouth to speak. There is nothing I can say now. But there is one thing that I know. Let's go to the king. Tonight, somebody must drag somebody to the king.
Oh my God.
Yes. You must drag somebody to the king.
To the king.
Drag somebody to the king.
To the king.
Are you confused? Are you being robbed off? Are you being taken for granted? Are you being used as a victim or a doormat? Tonight is your night. In fact, you have done everything possible to win your case, but to no avail. But I came on this breakthrough night. It is time to go to the king. He will deliver justice. Oh, I said he will deliver justice.
Jesus.
Whatever life has offered me is not who I am. I am better than what I'm experiencing. I am better than my life now. I am better than what I see.
Yes.
I cannot understand this.
Yes. Let's go.
Let's go to the king.
Let's go.
Somebody drag somebody. Tell them, let's go to the king.
Let's go.
Drag them. Let's go to the king.
To the king.
Enough. Let me tell you something. You, by flesh shall no man prevail.
Jeez.
You cannot fight this battle by yourself.
Yeah.
We need a judgment to this case.
Yes.
We need the finality to your life.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Are there people here?
Yes.
I am too tired. I am too important to fight you.
Yes.
I respect myself enough.
Yes.
Not to fight you. But let's go to the king.
Let's go to the king.
Are there people here?
Yes.
Oh my God, you don't understand me. I said you don't understand me. The woman said, don't sit down. The woman said, look, woman, we cannot bring finality to the issue here.
Yep.
Between you and me, there will never be any solution. I came to tell you that between you and the devil, there can never be solution. That is why.
Let's go to the king. To the king.
Drag somebody. Yeah. Whether she likes it or not. Yeah.
To the king.
I am better than what you are giving me.
I am better.
No, I wish I have real prayer liners here. I am better. The fact that I slept doesn't mean that I can never have that which is mine.
Yes.
I believe in the king. I believe in the king.
Yes.
The Bible says he's a good judge.
Yes.
Oh, he is a good judge. And he will judge. He will bring finality. He will declare justice.
Yes.
Are there people here?
Yes.
Who need justice tonight?
Yes.
Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout.
Yes.
Listen, if there is any injustice in your life, somebody is taking you for granted. 6 years of relationship.
Yeah.
Why? No marriage.
Are they?
Let there be finality.
Yes.
I said, let there be finality. Listen, whatever issue you have dwelt on for a long time, this morning, the time is almost about. The day is breaking. We cannot sit on this issue because the next day is my next level.
It's my next level. Yeah.
Let there be a finality.
Yeah.
Let there be a finality.
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 In the book of Psalm, chapter number 75. Give me verse number 8. Psalm 75. Psalm 75, verse number 8. Go back to verse number 9. Go to verse number 9. My God, Raziketi Sarabaha. No, let's start from 6. Let's start from 6 so that we understand what we're talking about. Let's start from 6. Now, go back to 5. Let's start from 5. Yes, so that we understand. Now, everybody go. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with stiff. That is what you're about to tell the devil. You have remained so stiff. Taking that which is mine. Lift not up your neck. Now, that is not enough. He said, for promotion from the east, not from the west, not from... That means promotion coming from above. Now, look at verse 7. Look at verse 8 that, but God is the judge. Who is God? Now, who is God?
That king.
Listen. God is the judge. And he is the king. And he's going to judge. I don't know your issue tonight.
Yes.
The fact that you are sleeping doesn't mean you can lose it. He said that God is the judge. He will put down one and set up another. Tonight, let there be finality.
Yeah.
I said, let there be finality.
Yeah.
I said, let there be finality.
Yes.
Listen. So they took the case to the king. And the king, the Bible says, was a wise king. In fact, your judge is a wise judge.
Yes. Yes.
When they went to the king, and the Bible says the king listened to their story and said, how possible? And the Bible said, he said, the child be divided into two and share among them. The life one, something is about to break loose. Then the one whose son is dead said, yes, king, kill it. Let me tell you, the devil doesn't like anything good. Can I come clear? He doesn't want you to have anything good in your life. Let those who are sitting be sleeping. Let me tell you something. He doesn't want it. So he said, king, kill it. So that we both lose it. Let me tell you, do you know that there are some people in life that we are so close to? They are very close to us, bro.
Very close.
We walk with them. We move with them. We sing with them.
Yes.
We smile with them.
Yes.
But yet, they have purpose in their spirit. If they don't have it, then nobody should have it. If they can't make it, then no one else can make it. If they don't marry, then nobody can marry. If they don't have their children, no one can have. Listen, these are not strange people, but these are people who are closer to you. Because they don't have it, they don't want you to have it. So they go like, kill it.
Kill it.
The reason for your misery is the fact that you have been sleeping to such a person who has always been in your life, who doesn't want you to have anything good. Whatever good, he says, kill it. But I came to tell you, the devil is a liar. He will never have his way.
In the name of Jesus.
You will travel before he travels.
In the name of Jesus.
You will marry before he marries.
In the name of Jesus.
You will have your children before you have your children. I came to tell you that your miracle job is coming.
In the name of Jesus.
Before her.
I receive it.
If you believe it, shout.
I receive it.
Listen. Is somebody understanding something here?
Yes.
Don't take it for granted. They are always around. They are in the church. So to surprise you, some can even be pastors. They think evil. They do evil. All that they say is that if I don't buy my car, you can't have any car. So they are always fighting your cause. But tonight, on your March breakthrough night,
in the name of Jesus,
let there be finality.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I said, yeah, let there be finality.
In the name of Jesus.
Then the Bible says, the king told the servant, and he raised the sword. But before he raised the sword, the other woman, who knew that the live baby was hers, as she saw the sword lifted, and I'll come there, said to the king, King, you don't need to divide the child, even if you are not going to give it to me. But I know if the child should leave, I will know that my son is alive. Listen to me. Now the woman has come into her senses of awakening, and she's never going to let the blessing be aborted or be killed, no matter what. I came to speak to somebody here. All that the devil is seeking for is to destroy the blessing, is to kill that blessing. But we are going to defy every odds. We are going to be awakened out of our sleep, out of our dungeons. We are going to be awakened out of the old order. And we are coming to the place of our consciousness,
in the name of Jesus,
that the blessing shall be maintained.
In the name of Jesus.
The blessing shall remain.
In the name of Jesus.
The blessing will be our blessing.
In the name of Jesus.
Nobody else can touch it.
In Jesus.
Nobody else can touch it.
Jesus.
And I came to tell you, that is the heart of somebody who is desperate to have the blessings remained. How hard and bad do you want the blessing? See, all that the enemy needed was to destroy the blessing. But here we come. By our consciousness, no way the child must leave. Even if we are not going to have it. You see, the good thing is that if the king wouldn't give the son to the woman who is hers, what it means is that at least she will see her son living. And that alone is a consolation than for the devil to kill it. I came to tell you that what you are going through will not kill you.
Amen.
You will not lose it outright. You will not lose it outright.
Amen.
You will not lose your career outright. Amen. You may be going through certain turbulence, but you will not lose it all. At least your business will be surviving. At least your business will be thriving.
In the name of Jesus.
At least your marriage will be surviving.
In the name of Jesus.
At least that will be something to show that you are living. That you are living. That you are living.
Yes.
Let's go to the king. Let him avenge for us. Let him avenge for us. Tonight, I don't know the kind of exchange that is going on in your spirit. That is all that we came to do tonight. To take back that which is ours. The woman, out of her bowels, shouted, King, no way Let the child leave. Let my blessings leave. Let my giftings leave. I will not suffer any loss. Not that is not me. This month, this year, I will never suffer loss. I was asleep and now I am awake. No way will the enemy have. The devil will never have his way. The child will leave. My marriage will leave. My traveling will leave. My career will leave. My scholarship will leave. Whatever I desire, it shall leave. It shall leave. It shall leave. It shall leave. Somebody shout, yeah! Are you ready to go to the king? Let that be finality. This is a person, someone who is determined to see the will of God done in his life or in her life. This is somebody who is also determined not to see the will of the devil prevail. We are not ready to give up for the will of the devil to prevail. No way.
No way.
How many of you can join me this morning? That no matter what, we are going to stand and defy the odds of the old order. Whereby we were sleeping, this time we are awake. And no agenda of the devil will stand in the name of Jesus. If we were sleeping before, now we are alive.
Hallelujah.
I said, now we are alive.
We are alive.
I said, now we are alive.
Now we are alive.
It is time to retain our blessings. Oh, come on, I didn't hear any prayer.
Amen.
It is time to retain our blessings.
Amen.
It is time to retain our blessings.
Amen.
It is time to reach out unto God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who can save, the one who is able to save, even to the uttermost, let him save us. Let him bring finality to every judgment in our life. In the name of Jesus,
man. Amen.
Shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Wow. Wow. Tonight, let the King speak. I said, tonight, let the King speak. I said, tonight, let the King speak. I said, tonight, let the King speak. In the Gospel of Luke, according to 18, chapter number 18, Jesus spoke about a particular proverb, a parable. He said from verse number 1 that men always ought to pray and never to faint. Men always ought to pray and never to faint. Is that what is there? Now he went on down. He went down there. He went down there, and verse number 7. And then when he has spoken about the widow who wanted a judge to actually avenge for her and all that and blah 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 and blah blah blah. Is that the scripture? Huh? Why is it not coming? Verse number six, seven. Please be fast. I don't have time. Oh, go to 6, 8, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Let's go to 6. Men always ought to pray and not to ought faint. Go to 6, verse 6, please. 18, 6, please. Why, right, Odana? Somebody let him be awake. Now, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. Verse 7, everybody here with me. Now, he said, and shall not God. And not God shall not avenge his own elect who cry what? Yeah. Today you are dragging every issue to the king. Yeah. Though he bear long with them. Go to 8. He says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Tonight, let there be speedily vengeance. That is weak. Let there be speedily vengeance.
You see, I don't blame them. After all, how many hours are we to spend here? We will never sleep here overnight. But this is your glorious and your defining moment. Let me tell you, if you came for breakthrough night, then this is the time. I want you to understand this, that I'm not speaking fallibles or unanswered stories. I'm speaking the word of God, which is able to change and transform your life. Now listen, if whatever I've said here is from scripture, then let it be accomplished in your life. He said he will avenge for you. You are sleeping. That is why the enemy has been able to rob you many things. Some of you find it difficult to wake up midnight and do prayer line. You think it is your most tragedy. You wake up and you doze, you have the radio set on. Click on the share button and you are dozing. Drop your comments and you are dozing. That same time, the enemy will be robbing you. Tonight, let's drag them. How many of you are ready to agree with me? You want to raise your hands to the Father? Everybody be on your feet. We are not joking here. Everybody be on your feet. God bless those who are clapping there. God bless you. How many of you have received something from the Lord? Are you sure? Now, you want to pray with your hands lifted up. You need to be awakened.
Jesus.
You are sleeping too much. You are sleeping too much.
Thanks.
The book of Isaiah says that awake, awake, and put on your righteous garment. Awake from your slumber. You take the Spirit of God to bring that awakening. You want to say, Holy Spirit, bring me tonight into the place of an awakening. Make me conscious of myself and my environment. Right now, Holy Spirit, I need you.
I need you
to awaken my spirit. I need you
to awaken
my spirit.
My spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of.
Open your mouth and begin to pray. Come on.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.